You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Lift up your hands and let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your presence. We thank you for your word that comes with strength and with power. You sent your word and you healed them. And you delivered them from their distractions, all their distractions. Therefore, Lord, we receive you. And at this moment, we are receiving you by your word. Deliver us, O God, as come before you in this first Sunday of 2024, our year of work. We pray that you will guide us into your work, and that you will guide us into your perfect will, and that you will deliver us from every distraction and every plan of the enemy, and you will deliver us from every evil step, and from every false step, and from missteps, and from bad steps, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are seeing the way forward from here. As we receive your word, we are seeing the way forward. We bless you and we thank you. Holy Spirit, please come over this atmosphere. Open our eyes to behold wonderful things and to look at wonderful things in your word. May our lives become better. May our businesses become better. May our ministries become better. May we have a more glorious future, a better future. May our path shine like the path of the just, that shines brighter and brighter. As we look into your word, may our lives become brighter and brighter, better and better, nicer and nicer than ever before. We thank you for today. We thank you that our lives will never be the same again, because we came. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. And you may please be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing. It's good to see you on this first Sunday of the year, which is our attempt great things for the Lord Sunday. I don't know why you are not excited. Get excited. Hallelujah. So it is a Sunday that it's a special Sunday in our calendar, because in this Sunday, we make a covenant with God in our hearts. It is like making a resolution, which a lot of people don't keep. Like after 4 weeks or 3 weeks, sometimes you forget. But this is a Sunday we try to make a pact, and in biblical words, we say a covenant with God, to do something great for him. Hallelujah. How many of you want to do something great for the Lord? At least you want to attempt something great. Great means big. Great means large. Great means a lot. Maybe last year you did something for God, but you want to attempt great things. That means you want to do more things for God. Hallelujah. And God will make it happen. Hallelujah. If you want more of your salaries, you want your salary to be raised. I mean, how many of you would love for your salaries to be raised? I mean, so why don't you want to do more for God? Huh? No, why don't you want to do more for God? It's like everybody's looking for more. So God is also looking for what? More. Tell your neighbor, God is also looking for more. Yeah. So this is a very good theme and a very good message for us. This is a message. Even this theme is a message for us. Yes, to attempt it. It's an attempt. And I was saying in the first service that to do great things for God, you must believe a lot of things. You see, you must believe. A lot of what we do, we must believe. Have faith. Believe it. Look at your neighbor and say, believe. You must believe. You must have a lot of faith and belief. You must believe in so many things. How can you believe in June you have not seen? Now, how can you believe that you drive a car you have not seen? If you don't believe too, you will not have the hope and the faith for it. You must believe in the car that, oh, one day. How many of you are dreaming of a car you don't have yet? You are dreaming of it. Long ago, I wanted to buy a car from America. And I was always going online. I was checking. You see, you sleep and you are dreaming of the car. You'll be dreaming. The car hasn't come. I didn't buy the car. But I remember that period because I used to check. I want to go to that particular site. And I was talking to somebody in America who was going to buy it. The moment I okay a particular car, then the person, I was going, I was checking. You know, you check, and then you see models, and you say, this one. They say, wait. Then you see another one. Then you are just dreaming. Say, I've seen one that there's something else, a feature. This one is this one is cheaper and nicer. This one, hey! I don't know whether you have been there before. Meanwhile, you have not driven it. Meanwhile, you are dreaming it. That is what God wants you to have. You must believe. Have beliefs and believe in things. Hallelujah. Yes. And your dreams must be big. They must be audacious. That's why it must be great. They must be big. They must be great. They must be audacious for God. Some of you, what you are dreaming of doing for God, they are not audacious. Look at somebody and say, do you understand the word audacious? I think you should look at it because some people think they understand it, but they don't understand it. Audacious. Big. Great, audacious goals for God. Look at your neighbor and say, this year I want to do some audacious things for God. Tell another person, this year I want to attempt some great things for God. Audacious. 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 Pastor Emmanuel Sam, please. Do you have audacious on your dictionary? Some dictionaries don't have certain words. There are some dictionaries when you add such a word, no, you can't find it here. I don't know whether you've tried that online before. When you see, you don't look at words in the in fact, you don't have a dictionary on your phone. You have places where you can find clothes and dresses. But you don't have a dictionary. Look at your neighbor and ask, even if you have a dictionary, how many times do you visit the dictionary that is on your phone? Because today we don't use hard copy dictionaries. So now I don't know how you have been checking words. It's even easier than the dictionary which is at home where you have to write it in a book. You know, you used to have a book of vocabulary. Then you look at it and you go back. But now, it's on your phone. Audacious has not appeared though. It's still coming. Who has it? Yes. Come on. Tell somebody extremely bold. I like that one. Daring. I think we need a microphone for this one. Tell somebody we need a microphone. It has to go through the microphone. Please start.
Yeah, hello. So, audacious.
Audacious.
Uh-huh. Extremely bold.
Extremely bold. Tell somebody, I'm attempting an extremely bold thing for God this year. Extremely bold. I am making an extremely bold attempt for God. If you're a pastor, that your attempt for God must not be. You see, when you are on the golf course, there are different clubs. All right, we have one wood. From the beginning, we have one wood. We have five wood. We even have three wood. We have different woods. We have big heads. You hit the ball. Then we have a putter. Now, one wood is different from a putter. Now, when you are patting, you just pat like this. But when you are doing the one wood, that one is audacious. You need an audacious attempt because you want to go as far as you can go and be on the fairway. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God is at saying that you should make a great attempt to drive as far as it means. You must make a big go. You see, you stretch your hand when you are doing the one wood. You go far like this. Your back, there's a way your back. I mean, even if you don't swing well and you are old, your back can hurt. Is it because you must make a bold and go. When you finish, there's a way. You say, follow through. You go this way and come this way. Although the ball is gone, your body must stand like this. I'm teaching you how to play golf. Yeah. But you see, when you are patting, if you do that, you miss the hole. You see? So you part this way because you must enter the host. You do this.
No. This is not parting. This one there, we are doing what? Driving. Start again.
Audacious. Meaning.
This one says, let's listen to this one. This one is working. You came in late.
Extremely bold or daring.
Okay.
Recklessly brave.
Hey.
Fearless.
Charlie. Recklessly brave. I don't know whether you understand the words. Fearless and audacious explorer. Showing a willingness to take surprisingly bold risks. You see, so you need to attempt such things for God. Hallelujah. You must have a lot of faith to do such things. So this Sunday, God is stirring you up extremely bold. This year you will do a bold thing for God. Hallelujah. Now give us great, the meaning of great. Great. So that we will know. I've not started preaching. My message is not my message. I'm just trying to tell you what the Sunday is for. Our first Sunday of the year is a Sunday we try to keep that in mind. Have a certain mindset for God. What are your plans for God? What are your dreams for God? What are the visions you have for God and His house? The visions for God, about God, or from God, you see, for your life. You must ask yourself, what does God want me to do this year? So if now you don't know and you don't have anything down, it's bad. By the way, let me just take time to explain. I'm just talking. All these things are just coming by the Spirit. Give us Proverbs chapter 16. I think it's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. I want to believe that that's a scripture. Hurry up. Let's see it. Give us the TLB version of the Bible. TLB, the Living Bible. We should make plans, counting on the Lord to direct us. See, the first one, you understand it well. We should what? Make plans. Tell somebody we should make plans. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Look at your table. Some of you on your plate, the plan, the plan plates on your table, there's nothing. There is no vision, plan, nothing for God. We should do what? You people, you are not interested in revelations, eh? Hey. Then what are you going to run by? This is one big one. You know, so many people are saying, what does the Lord want for me? You pray for the will of God, yes, but this is also in the Bible. When Jesus came into this world, he said that for this purpose I have come. He knew what, but he was still praying for the will of God. What is a plan? What's plan? We should make plans. Pastors, you have to make plans for God. Big plans. That's why I say the plans should be big. Yeah. They should be great. We should. Tell somebody, we should. We should. And write the plans down. Write the vision. Make it plain. And then you run with the vision. Many people don't run because there's no plan on the table. What is a plan on the table? That when I close the service, we say close, the service is closed. That when you move from here, you are going to run. Many of you will end the service, go home, and you can't run because there's no vision to run into or to run with. There's no plan. That's why you are sitting here. You have no plan. There's nothing. There's a lot of reserved energy because there's no plan. So the energy is being used on useless things. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Hello? I feel that I'm losing you somewhere. If I'm making a mistake, I'll just go back to it. Because this is not part of the message I want to preach. But I feel I'm making a mistake by sharing on attempting great things. Should make plans for God. Your life for God. The things that you're going to do for God. Your steps with God for God. You should make plans. 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 How can you say you want to get into something? How can you say you want to do something great for when you have not planned it? Where's the plan? Where's the plan? Well, show me your plan. Have you written the plan? It shows that you are not serious. Huh? That's why we have fat books. It's like a plan. Because they are serious. It's a fat book. So it will take you somewhere. But you, there's no fat book for your life. Your whole life, there's no book to your life. There's no writing. There's nothing. Hello? I think that I'm making you depressed. I'm sorry. If it is important, there should be a book. There should be a writing. What you want to do. You have 365 days. As Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. Please, I didn't ask for this now. When I needed it, it didn't come. So take your time. When I ask, you have it in your wardrobe. When I ask, then you release. Teach us to number our days. Teach us to plan our days. You don't know how to plan the days. And to make great plans and to have great plans. Teach us to number. Now, if you go, I want you to tap on it. If you have the King James Version, the King James Version of the with Strong's. All right, now, it will say, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Now, tap on it. If you can show us, then you will see the number. I want to show you from the Bible, so you will understand what the number is. What it means. Teach us to number. You think it's just number them as, oh, day one, day two, day three, day four. Okay. Give us that. Teach us to number. So if you have Strong's, I want you to do it for me, you. So that it comes up here. So that we'll see it. I don't want somebody to read it. Please be fast. We are doing Bible. Oh, please, this is a church. Oh, church, there, Bible. Are we in the Bible? Hello? People are not happy at all. We are in church. And we are supposed to read the Bible. We are supposed to understand the Bible. We are doing the Bible. Wherever we pass, it's a church. That's how, wherever we pass with the Bible, we have come. Look, I can easily not preach what I brought. And I'm just preaching. I've been preaching without... this is the Holy Spirit leading me. Please, give us. Are you there? Teach us to number them. Manuel, but these things, we should have them all. Because if you see that as a number, you should ask me, Bishop, can we buy this so that we have all? Because you have to. You get it? Please see me as I said, Emmanuel. And then see me with those that project. I have a plan for you today. I want us to wait. We wait. We wait on the Lord to receive revelations. Hello?
Hi.
We need to be relaxed. Some of these are relaxed. We need a bit of relaxation to receive from God. I'm not in a hurry to close you. Then you go home. You know, sometimes when you are eating, you have to relax to enjoy the food, you know. That prepares a table before me. Some of you don't know a real table of meals. With There's shrimps here, there's that there, there's this here, there's this there. And you take your time to enjoy. And then you eat this, you drink a little, you take that, you go here, you see that some of what you are looking for is at the other end of the table. You say, brother, please pass that one on, bring that one. Because the fish, there's grouper, there's fried, the grouper that has been prepared, it is at the other end of the table. Somebody's enjoying it. You say, look, I've enjoyed the cassava, please pass me the grouper fish. Hey! That's a table. That's why it's a, you have a plate of food. I'm talking about the table. Wait. Hey, maybe I wouldn't name me Padia. It's not bad. This is this, what application is this? Sword, e-sword. Beautiful. Now go on to the appoint, if you can find it. The number 12. Tap on the number. The number. No, yes. The number. Aha. Now those are the words. Somebody should read it so that it's not like I said it. So take a microphone. We are preaching together, brother. You preach, I preach. You have the microphone, I have the microphone. So read it. Read it. Primitive roots. Uh-huh.
A primitive root. Mm-hmm. Properly to weigh out.
Uh-huh.
By implication to allot.
You must allot your days. I don't know. I think it's another big word. Allot the day. You have allotted the day means you have assigned the day. Allot it. Allotment. It's a word I learned in accounting. Yes, a lot. It's an accounting word. Maybe. I don't know whether it's a science word, but in accounting, a lot. Yeah. Anna? But Pastor James, is it not? There was something about a lot. We allot some. Is it what? What is it? What? Cost allocation. And it's in financial costing. Costing. Yeah, cost allocation. Yeah, we allot costs. Allot the days. What are you going to do in the day? 365 days that has been presented before you. Some of you have already started wasting the years. The day some of you have wasted. Today is what, 7? You have wasted 6 days. You have wasted them. You didn't allot them. Mercy. Allot your day. Your day. Today must be allotted. Obit the nimpum by this time. Instead of allotting the day for God, you are sleeping. Properly. Properly. Says that primitive root. Properly weigh out. First of all, weigh out the day. I know that it's a day that will never come again. Wait. And then allot it. Or constitute officially. You officially means official. Officially speaking, what we are saying is that today I will do this, I will do the planet and officially, and try not to go off, because it's official. It's an official day. Today is an official day. If you have allotted it, it will be official. You will not do anything capriciously. You will not make capricious move, but you will make moves by design. Tell somebody, moves by design. By design. You designed it. Continue.
Also to enumerate or enroll.
Enroll the day. But then, the words are going to flow, the synonyms. First of all, this is the word I wanted to say. What's the first word?
Appoint.
Have you appointed your? That's appointed. Teach us to do what? Appoint. Tell somebody, appoint.
Appoint.
Appoint. Appoint the day. Plan the day. This day, 24 hours, I'm going to do this. Like in the past days, at least I have been using nothing less than 14 hours doing productive. 14 hours. Yes. And sleep for maybe 4 hours. Do you understand it? The days were not waste. So I can tell you the hours, what they were. I can clearly look at 14 hours that I work. 14 straight hours. Do you understand 14 hours?
Yes.
From 6 to 6 is 12. Then you add 2 to it. Straight. Excluding lunch and everything. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. 14 straight working hours. Not 12. 14. Yes. This year. It's not last year. I'm saying this year. What are you doing with your hours? What are you doing with your days? My brother, look at yourself. My brother, it looks like I've wasted my days. Oh. Look at your sister, say, my sister, Charlie, I didn't appoint my days. Hey, Charlie, we have 365 years, days ahead. We have days. 7 days gone. I mean, even today is useful. So 6 days, what did we do? What have you done in the 6 days that will bring you profits? That will help you tomorrow, because what seeds you sow yesterday are the seeds you sowed in the last 6 days, is they are the seeds you are going to enjoy in the coming days. Sow nothing, you reap nothing. You sow that wind, you reap a whirlwind. Disaster is coming. You didn't appoint your days. You didn't attempt something great in the day. You didn't decide great things for the day. And you didn't choose great things and great options and audacious things for the Lord in the day. Therefore, nothing. To appoint, to count, to number. You see, to number. Prepare the day. Prepare it. Prepare. Set it. Do you know what it means to set the day? Set your watch. You set it by rolling it. Set it. Set it. Set it. Don't set it. It won't happen. It ain't going to happen. Listen, look. It will not happen. Many of you are waiting for things to be given you. Tell somebody, it will not come like that.
Not like that.
God wants to bless you, but it's not coming the way. You are just dreaming. You dream and set the days. That's why I'm saying that it should be. Now I'm teaching you to set it, because the Bible. Do you know what brought us here? You know, the scripture that brought us here is Proverbs 16, verse 9. Go back to that scripture. The TLB. Proverbs. Make the plan. Plan the days. plant. Say, you don't have a plant, there's nothing. Counting on God. You now count on God. Then you count. Plan with this. You hold it and say, Father, I pray, help me. Pray, Lord God, help me. That's why you need to be spiritual. So that God will give you his plan. God, you see, God does not give you everything. Otherwise, God should give you the plan when you are born and leave you. That's all. A baby will come out with a plan already. No, God unfolds. He can give you the glorious. He says that the ones that are called, they are the ones that the ones that are predestinated, he calls. The ones that he calls, he justified. And the ones that he justified, is that he calls, he predestinates, he calls, he justifies, and then brings you glory, right? But in it, we know that the end is glory. Say glory. But the plans unfold. Tell somebody the plans unfold. So you must be in God to guide you. Then, so when you write it, he'll be guiding you. Then you count on God. God, help me. Now that the plan is there, God, help me. Now we need a program. You program yourself. Then you program yourself. That anything that, like, you plan, you need to code it so that you can run. When you run, it will give you the answer. You need to put the mechanisms that make it work. Okay? You plan the day, but put in mechanisms that will make you do the things that you said you will do in the day. Sometimes you have to plan that you will not pick some calls so that you can do certain things. If you don't plan it, you will receive every call. Yes, it's a program. If you don't program it, you receive a call that will take you 1 hour talking. And then after the 1 hour of talking, you see that you have to spend the next 4 hours doing something else, which takes you and makes you veer off the plan. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So we make plans, counting on God to direct us. May God direct you. How many of you are going to count on God to direct you? Yes. So like this year, look, you can sit there and just think that everything will be okay. Yes, you must believe that everything is going to be okay. But what are you doing about how God has chosen to make everything okay? What is God saying? Amen. Amen. You'll be smiling all the way. Amen. This year will be a good year for you. Amen. I said this year will be a good year for you. But God is showing you how. I said this year will be a good year. Yes. Happen, but God is showing you how we should make plans. Is it a good word? We should make plans. Are you not excited about this scripture? Do you like this revelation? Are you blessed already? Yeah, we should make plans. Counting on God. You're sitting down with nothing. When I see you and I say, I'm counting on God for this. What are your plans for the ministry? For the church? What are your plans for church? Pastor, what are your plans? What are the plans you put down? You must have plans. Yes. Yes. It takes time. If you plan it, God will direct you. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to count on God to direct you? Clap your hands for the Lord. So make big plans. Attempt great things. This year we're going to attempt great things. Hallelujah. And God will bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give us the points, the prayer points for 2024. The first one. Ryder, where is it? I gave you something to present. Are you there? What's the first point? Read the first point for me. Yeah. Lord, I'm thankful that in 2024 I shall only take good steps. God will help you to take good steps. Amen. And the Bible says that it says that all my steps are guided by the Lord. I shall take only good steps that lead to good places and good things. We should, you see, this scripture even says we should make plans. God will help us, counting on God. Is it that I say that I shall take good steps that lead to good places? The plans that you are going to start putting down and penning down, they will lead you to good places. Yes. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I shall not take any false step. You will not make false plans. You will not take false steps, missteps, and evil steps. Number two. My next step will be guided by the mighty Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land, this very difficult land, this very hot, austere land, harsh weathered condition land. Very harsh. The weather, the conditions here on earth are harsh. Or, look, it's not easy anywhere. People who are preparing to migrate, you want to migrate, you want to go to America, you want to go to Canada, you want to go to UK. People have gone to UK. You will find out that it's not so simple. Somebody was telling me that, Charlie, I don't know why. You see, because when you travel, it's not a simple thing. It's not. I don't know why they don't come back. Why they don't just take the step to come back. What I'm saying is that, yes, the roads are nicer. They have more lights. You know, the lights are nice. You see a lot of lights. Lights everywhere. The cash. I'm just saying that all these things are there. There's lights. The roads are nice. Look, food. Oh, I mean, when you are eating, you say, hey, it's Benwaho. Like real food, proper food. It's all this rice and stew with one fish. These days, when I see a lot of rice on my plate, I don't like it. I said, no, the rice shouldn't be a lot. The rice shouldn't be a lot of. You see, we grew up with rice. So I'm always banned. Hey, babe. No. It should be small rice, like small one, two. The rest meat. There's fish here. There's chicken here. There's meat here. There's some prawns on the side with vegetables, with this, different kinds of things. And even the rice, one spoon, you put it by the side. Hey! Tell somebody, good life, good life, good life. God is guiding me into good life. I mean, listen, we are in Takoradi. Many of you have not eaten a burger before. A burger. Burger. Hamburger. Or cheese burger. Beef burger. Whatever burger. I'm sure it's... there's one KFC that's burgers, right? I don't think that is the kind of burger that... Burger. Bread with something thick inside. Charlie. A long cup tea. And then a long loaf of bread. And that's it. You cut in between. And they just put margarine here, margarine here. That's all. Also, Charlie, what pass? Oh, Charlie. My bummy tea be crying, my fine. Ah! Tell somebody, ah! My next step will be guided by the Holy Spirit into a good life. I'm telling you something. You see, all these things I'm saying is just to show you that, Charlie, so all these things are nice things out there, and the money. You work, you get money. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that the conditions, the hard conditions, are the difficulty. They go to work, they work long hours, and the enjoyment you are thinking about, it's not like all these things are not like enjoyment per se. The kind of food, it's easy to get these things there. So, the harshness of this world, you will meet that everywhere. You'll meet that. You'll meet very poor people in different places. I met one day, I'll never forget, I met a black man in one of the places in, I don't even know, somewhere in Russia. I mean, it was a church, I've forgotten the name of the town. But I went to different places. I remember different places, but I don't remember the particular place. Because we're not in Moscow. We're in a town somewhere. Yes, you'll be there. And I feel that this place was... Anyway, somewhere. And then I saw, because you don't see a black man, you don't usually see a black man. Then in that particular place, a black man appeared. And that black man was a Nigerian. Hey! They are everywhere. Wow. And he said that he has been in the country for like 13 or so years. But it has not been easy, so he's going back. Original. He's been there for long. I said, that was a surprise. I said, hey, Nigerians are well. Because at that particular time, I'd gone to different places. When I say different places, across the country, you fly to this side, to this place. You get to Moscow, you fly to Moscow, and then I fly to another place. Then you land and you sit in a car, and then the car is taking you 500 miles to the place. Russia is big. It's not a small country. Hey. You sit and drive long, and they drive, they are speeding. That's like 140. You'll be frightened in the car. You think you are in a sports race. Not a joke. Hey! Speed, because you are going 500 miles. You are afraid. Hey! You are driving like you are in a car race. But a guy says he's coming back home. He said it's not easy. It's not. So, that's why you must be guided by the Holy Spirit. In any place, in any country, may you be guided by the Holy Spirit. Yes. That's why, listen to me. I'm not against traveling. What I say is, if God doesn't guide you, you will travel and become a homosexual. You will travel and meet an evil woman. Yeah, that will destroy your life. Yes. You travel and you will lose your faith. Many people have traveled and they've lost their faith. I don't need to be at a place that God has not ordained for me to be at. I don't think so. I don't think so. That's what I believe. You must be guided by the mighty Holy Spirit. Yes, He wants you to be here. The mighty Holy Spirit says He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Because the wilderness is a place. Please, brother. I'll show you another secret about the wilderness. I told you before, but I'll show you. Go to the scripture. Huh? In Mark, I think in Luke 4, wilderness. Wilderness, any of the wildernesses in the Bible. Maybe the wilderness. Moses was in the wilderness. Any of those scriptures. And let's go. Use the Esau. We are going to go into wilderness. Why people just move? And I feel that. Charlie, let the Lord guide you. Are you there? Huh? Give us your thing. You'll be surprised about the wilderness and what's one of the meanings of the wilderness. Tell somebody we are in church. We are reading the Bible. We are doing Bible studies. Yes. Guided by the mighty Holy Spirit. Give us a wilderness scripture. Scripture that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Okay? And we want to go into wilderness. And see what we have there. Speed is of essence here, brother. When we close, I want to tell you something. So when we close, see me. Ah, I think that we have a secondary projector here. Please project.
Wilderness.
Yes.
Uninhabited land.
Yes, continue. Many of the words that are there. Now, have you? If you click on it.
Wilderness.
This one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. Let's see it. You start, number one. Read all.
Pasture.
Yes.
Uninhabited land.
Uh-huh.
Large tract of wilderness around cities.
Uh-huh.
Wilderness into brackets.
Two.
Fake.
Is that the second one? When you get to the second one, tell me. So start with one.
Okay, one. Uh-huh. A. Pasture.
Pasture.
B. Uninhabited land.
We understand wilderness to be an uninhabited land, right? Yes.
C. Large tracts of wilderness around cities.
Mm-hmm.
D. Wilderness into bracket fake.
Okay.
Now we are moving to two.
Two.
Mouth.
That's the one I want you to know. Mouth. I'll explain. Continue. Explain the mouth. What are the other words there?
So it's finished.
It's finished.
As an organ of speech.
That's what I want you to define. The wilderness is a place where God speaks. Speech. You will hear in the wilderness. You are crowded by so many things. Movies and everything. There's no TV in the wilderness. There's no Internet in the wilderness. There are so many things that we are crowded with. So you don't go to the wilderness. It's a place of speech where God will speak to you.
You never thought about wilderness to be a place of speech. It's there. I didn't say it. It's the definition of wilderness. It's the root word. Speech. Huh? Speech. It's the one of the words. Huh? From where is it? Desert. South. Speech. Speech is one of the meanings of wilderness. You are not guided by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the wilderness, you look at it, it's a wilderness. It's a place God will speak to you. One word from God will change your life.
Amen.
I said one word from God will change your life.
Amen.
Many people, you know, physically and naturally speaking, will avoid the wilderness. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide you. He may be guiding you into the wilderness, but in the big plan, He's going to speak to you a word. Say a word.
A word.
Say a word.
A word.
A word. That will make you find that which you have been looking for. You are looking for something, you don't even know what you are looking for. But He can give you a word. The wilderness is the place of speech. Many people don't even hear the sound of the fridge in the house. But in the night, if you have someone who prays in that, you will think that the fridge is noisy. But in the day, you don't think so. Because although there's not much noise, there's not so much noise around you, it's such that the day has things that crowd that they crowd around the voice of the fridge. And that's how God is. God is speaking. God is speaking, but you can't hear. Sometimes the wilderness is the place where God speaks. That's why God spoke to Moses in the wilderness. That is why God spoke to Elijah in the wilderness, Mount Sinai. That's where God spoke to him. He couldn't hear the wind, the fire. Said God spoke in the still small voice. He had to journey 40 days away from town to go there to hear from God. 40 days. Why somebody who called fire from heaven needed to go away for a 40-day journey. 40-day journey away from the city into the wilderness to hear from God. Hello? Are you enjoying the Bible studies? Yes. Can't hear from God. Look, if you don't hear from God this year, God does not give you a revelation. One of the revelations God gave me last year was that we should fast and pray every month. Do all kinds of fasting. You don't know what it did to us and it did to you if you did that. I saw it just in the night. Fast and pray. God is near you. In all your problems, God will be near you. Yes, in all your problems, when you pray, the Lord is nigh those that call on Him. Fast and pray. Different prayers. Fast and praying. When you fast, you go off certain things. And in the midst of your carnalness or carnality and your naturalness, you realize that you become spiritual a bit. So your carnality is mixed with spirituality. So you are tilted more towards spirituality. So if you don't do more of the fasting and prayer, you are tilted more to the natural side and to the carnal side. And your mind is natural and carnal. But when you do more of this, then you realize that the balance is shifting. The balance of power is shifting. The balance of power is gradually shifting. Shifting from carnality and coming towards spirituality. You are more spiritually inclined than carnally inclined. When you are thinking, it is more spiritual than more carnal. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Yes. Pastor, I said we are fasting every year. But what we didn't do was the 40 days which Pastor Michael is not happy with us. So we are looking at this January, whether we will be. We've not decided yet, but we are looking at that. We did different kinds. I think that we have to do 21. 21. Usually January, we may go into 20 or 14 or 21. So you watch and see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. Yeah. So may the Holy Spirit guide you. How many of you want the Holy Spirit to guide you? Give us the next points. I've shared these things already. So, wilderness is a place of speech. So, don't be afraid of the wilderness. If God guides you there, He'll speak to you. Hallelujah. Because the voice of God is important. Many people have taken steps. God didn't speak to you. So, it's now a problem. Yes, it becomes a problem. God didn't guide you into that step. When you meet a situation, who's going to break those bars of iron and gates of brass? Cyrus's case, he said that I will go before you because he has sent him, but you, God has not sent you. So you meet the bars and the gates, and there's nobody to crush them for you. May the Lord crush your enemies before you because He's guiding you. Crush them. The next point, third point, I will take the step to becoming a strong Christian. Strong Christian, say strong Christian. Hello. I am happy repeating the things I've preached. I am very happy. I'm not in a hurry. Because you are not a strong Christian. You know you are not a strong Christian. You don't even, you yourself, you don't even know whether you are a Christian or not. Hello? Yes, God will make you a strong, this year you will become a strong Christian. Be strong. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. May you be strong in the Lord. I'll be a strong Christian. I'll take steps to becoming a strong Christian, a spiritual Christian and a faithful Christian. Yes. I step away from the captivity of Satan and from demonic cycles and evil linkages, which, what? I renounce demons of secrecy and sin, which have had produced what? Sin which have produced deception, hypocrisy, pretense, and distraction in my life. Take steps and become a strong Christian. In Job 22, the Bible says, acquaint now thyself with the Lord, and then be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Give us the scripture. Job 22. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Thereby good. Job, by that. Job 22. Acquaint now yourself with the Lord. Good things will come to you when you acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby what? Peace. Good things. Nice things shall come to you. Give us a lot. It will help you. All right. Peace. How many of you want good things? This is how good things will come. Look at the next point. Please hurry up, oh, because this is not the place for rehearsals. This is not the place for rehearsals. Look, I hear you are being, there's a committee here. In the church, we have councils. There's a council of the royals. They say you should be removed, though. If we vote now, you are removed. They are not happy. We don't practice here. You have to, see, you have to sit down for hours and practice yourself before you come to church. Look at that. Acquaint now yourself with the Lord. Then you will be at peace. Thereby, good will come. That's why you must be strong. It's almost like God said, be strong in the Lord. Then you will be at peace and good will come to you. Receive now, I pray thee, his law from his mouth. Receive his law. And then you say, lay in your heart his words. If thou will turn unto the Lord, let's not get up to that. Thou shalt be built up. And then you shall put iniquity far away from your tabernacle. Now I want you to go down to the next one. 24. Thereby thou shalt lay up gold. Gold as dust. Gold, you shall lay up gold as dust. You lay up gold. That's how you have gold. Gold. This is how. So if you add up the one to this, he says that acquaint yourself with the Lord, be at peace, good shall come to you. Then thou shalt lay up gold as that, and the gold of Ophir as the what? Brooks. Eh? The stones of the brooks. The gold of Ophir. It's like you have stones, the stones of the brooks. So if you put 1 and 26 together, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord. And be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. 24. As the stones of the brooks. Gold. You are looking for gold. You have not acquainted yourself with the Lord first. You are not strong in the Lord. You are shallow in the Lord. You just come to church. Many of you, your Christianity is when we see you in church. That's all. You are not strong. You are not strong in church. You are not strong in the things of God. You are not strong in the Bible. Your Christianity is what we are seeing today. Sunday service. Ask your neighbor, is that the case? That's all. After today, you came to just show off. Today is the first Sunday in the year. We will see you from tomorrow. How you will not even come to church. Or even to continue this Sunday thing, cry, you will not continue. Yeah, that's how many people are. You know, it's like I'm preaching to aliens. It's like you don't understand what I'm saying. It's like, you don't understand what I'm saying. I feel very sad that I'm your pastor, because it looks like I'm lying to you as your pastor. No. You will not even church Sunday. basic Sunday service. You don't know how to fight to attend church Sunday service. You're not strong. Check your life. Your life is full of Netflix, movies, fun, clothes, hair, shoes, money. That is it. You know. Shall I show your priority? I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what. Look. But don't, you can't lie to us again. From today, I want to show you how you will not allow people to lie to you again. When they tell you, I love you. When they say, I like it. Or something, I'll show you how you shouldn't allow those words to deceive you. Anything that is important to the person, anybody, anything that, okay, Micah, I'll show you. Anything that is important to you, I will see that thing by. How do you spend your money? Where your money goes? Your time. How much of your time is in it? And even, I'll add your strength. But these two indicators will show me whether you are serious about it. Your time and your money. How much of your time is in church? How much of your time is spent listening to the word of God? It shows me that you really are a strong Christian or you are a good Christian. Say, memo be and that thou. I'm on for that thou watcher. Time and money. Where is your money? Where do you put your money? It shows me where your focus and your desire and your mind and your heart is. Period. Time and money. This is one of the things I'll use. What else can you say? Your mouth and your words. Words are cheap. Talk is cheap. Action is expensive. See it by time and money. You come to, how many times did you come to church last year? Let's not go there. Don't answer. It's a rhetoric question. Don't answer because you can easily collapse in church. Okay? I don't want to disgrace you. That's not the plan. At all. How much and how many hours did you spend in church last year? In the things of God. The visions of this church. How many of your hours were spent in helping the visions of the church? Church planting. Follow-ups. Mobilization of people. Everything. Money. Every mobilization. Everything demands money. When you are going to the club, who pays your money to take transportation to the place? Nonsense. Who pays your money? You tell them that I'm coming here, I didn't pay for my whatever. You take a cab, taxi, in the night, cry, you have to take dropping. And then when you go, you pay gas fee. Who pays your money for you? When you are coming to serve God, you say that you don't have money. Nonsense. Stop the nonsense there. You are not serious. You are not a good Christian. You are not a strong Christian. Stop it. You cannot lie to us again. You are not lying to us again. You can't deceive us. Don't deceive God. Where's your time? Where do you spend your time? What do you spend your money with? Yeah, how long? Look at how long do you spend watching EPL? How long do you spend? Shh. It's not bad. I like Ronaldo. But I don't watch. I just watch his goals. And then his interviews. I cannot sit down to watch his... If there's even 5 minutes, I will forward to see where the goal came. And that's all. That's all. I'm telling you what I do. A 5 minute clip of a goal. I think that 5 minutes, I'm into me, I'm me forward, I'm going to power and I'm back. I cannot. It's too much. Everything is time. Everything is time. How much of your time was spent on church and in church and the things of God? It shows how strong you are. Many of you are not strong. They're not strong. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive us. Don't deceive anybody again. But we are not deceived. It shows where your heart is. Are you there? This year you'll be a strong Christian. Yeah. Believe it or be a strong Christian. Look, everything is passing away, but so you die. You can't even imagine that you'll be in the ground. You can't. You cannot imagine you in the ground. As in you are dead and you are lying in a coffin like this. And they are playing music and people are filing past you. And a fly will come and rest on your lips. I saw one. I couldn't believe it. You see, I remember, why I'm saying the fly is because there was a day I was standing by somebody, you know. I saw a fly come and rest on their lips. He didn't swipe the fly away. He didn't. The fly is kissing him. He couldn't say anything. You can't imagine you dead. You imagine that tomorrow you are dead and in a coffin. Can you imagine it? But that is a sure place we are all heading to. Sure. But we don't know the time. Chasing and spending our time and money on things that are not important than developing a strong relationship with God and His church, where we are supposed to spend eternity with, who we are supposed to spend eternity with, and where we are supposed to spend our eternity at. We don't. Time and money. Where's your time? Where's your money? Ask yourself whether you are really ready and a strong Christian. 2024. May you be a strong Christian. May you be a good Christian. Yes, it's a choice. It's a choice. I'm showing you. Listen, look at yourself and grade yourself. I'm not there. And take steps. Tell somebody, I'll take steps. It's simple. You know, ultimately, it is you. It's you. Stop blaming people. All of those of who blame people and the church has that. My friend, you are a murmurer. You are a complainant. You're always complaining. You are to be blamed. You are the reason. You are the reason. My friend, look, you don't need somebody to even help you to do whatever. The Bible is there. Read the Bible and do the right thing. That's all. If you think that when you were sick, the church didn't visit you. So because of that, you want to backslide. Because the church didn't visit you, you want to backslide and go to hell, my friend. My friend. Inyin. Abba. Oh. What about you, Efu, the man, the kajun, the mia? Abbe. What about you, Efu? Master, you to bring the demo. Eh? I shouldn't say that this I'm saying. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord and be at peace. Thereby, good shall come to you. Good will come to you. Amen. Good is waiting to come to people who develop themselves. Amen. And it says that you be at peace and good will come. How many of you want good things to come to you this year? This is your scripture. Amen. You didn't know it was in the Bible. It's right there. Right there. Be strong. Develop your roots in the Lord. And good will come to you. You don't chase after good. Good comes to you. Good comes to you. Good comes to you. Then thou shalt lay up gold. You will lay up. You'll be packing gold. You are not going to be scratching and chasing after gold. You'll be laying up gold. Gold will come. One pack of gold will come. You'll be there and say, I'm packing gold. Then you put it down. Gold. You'll be packing. Whilst others are looking for digging for gold, gold comes to you. Another bar. You put it on top of it. Another bar. You drop it. You'll be packing. You lay up gold. You lay up gold. You lay up gold as dust. Somebody is receiving gold as dust. Lay up gold as dust. The things that others are looking for, you will find. I said you will find. I tell you, God wants you to get things others are looking for, scratching and struggling to get. Gold as dust. Yeah, you are not deep in God. Let's become deep in God. I tell you, know. Perhaps if you had started 3 years ago and been consistent with God, you wouldn't have been where you are today. You have delayed it. My friend, it's not too late. Start now. Tell your neighbor, I'm starting now. Start now. Start now. Start now. Because 3 years will come very soon and you'll still be around by the grace of God. If you go deep and you are strong, you will be surprised at the wide difference you are going to have in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why I said, write. You see, you should write things that, as I'm preaching, I do know the message is there, but you should write. God has said, oh no, this year I will do. Those are the things you write. I will do my day. I'll pray a lot. I won't miss church. These are the points to write from this point. These are the things for your life. This is the vision you then. This, you see, it says that the testimony makes you wise. The testimony, the word is making you wise. And wisdom for your life, the vision for your life is coming out of this. As you are listening, what are the decisions you are taking? You write it down. You put it down and you print it. There are things I've printed for my life. It's on the wall. I have to see it because I want to do it. I print. I say I type it myself and I print. I went to buy pins, office pins, to stick it on paper. I said, this, I want to see it. I want to see it because you can easily forget it. I want to see it. There are things you must see. Write and see it. Hallelujah. Amen. Next point. Some people are receiving gold as dust. The gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. It's going to be your portion. Number 4. I step into good life. The Lord is my refuge in 2024. No evil shall befall me. No evil will befall you in the name of Jesus. I reject and bind the fear of death. Alright? The fear of death. I bind it. I reject and bind the fear of repetition and bad news and calamities. With long life, he will satisfy me and he will show me his salvation. God will satisfy you with long life. Yeah. You know, the fears we have, do you know that you are afraid of things that have not happened? Because you are afraid that they will happen. That's a fear. It's not happening. You're okay today, but you are still afraid of something that may happen. That's why it's important that God will deliver you from fears. You're afraid of, people are afraid of poverty. Ladies, a lot of ladies are afraid that nobody will choose them. Marriage. Who will marry me? Who will choose me? Who will say, I love you? Will he leave me? Will he leave me and go for another man? So that's why people are very insecure and very jealous. See, a lady is with a beloved, they are afraid. When they see that the guy is watching somebody, say, I've seen that you have been looking at a lot of people these days. What is going on in your mind? What are you thinking about? Hallelujah. I see that you have been talking to a particular girl these days. You talk to her a lot. What is happening? See, the sisters, they won't say that, Bishop, you are right. They won't say it all. They are sitting down like this. Just looking at me. But you know what I'm talking about. Huh? I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears. Would deliver you. Fear of poverty. Fear that you will lose everything. You know, God gives you. Do you know, I want to tell you why you shouldn't be afraid that you'll become poor. Sometimes even God gives you something. Do you know, people who become very insecure, the ones that are not secure, are the ones sometimes they have some things. They have gotten some wealth of a sort. Yet they are the ones that are afraid. I want you to think this way. Nothing you have belongs to you. Nothing. You are just a custodian of it for a period. Yes. That's how Jews think. Money is not yours. I mean, you can't spend $1 billion on yourself. You can die spending it all. What you have, you must spend on other people. The money, you are just a custodian. That's why when the goods, the money, the blessings, they come to you, realize that it is meant for you to do good. Because you are just giving the money. You will enjoy some, all right, but you are a custodian and you are supposed to just disperse and make sure that others are blessed by the monies. And one day you will die. When you die, that's why you have to even make a will. And when you even make a will, when you die, they take your will to court and say it's not true. The money you gave your children, no, you said that the family should have it. And some family members fight until they get the wealth. And you realize that really it wasn't for you. The money didn't really belong to you. Many people are laboring for nothing. Laboring for nothing. You will labor the children, you want them to inherit the things. There are hospitals in town. Their children are doctors, but they say they won't come back to inherit the hospital. In this city, there are doctors that have built nice hospitals. When you'll be purpose, they felt that they were building the Dachi. They be one. Their children are doing medicine somewhere else, practicing medicine in countries that are paying them more than the hospital that they pay into. They are sad. Yes. But the children, they won't come back. Do you know how much a doctor in America can earn? Thousands a month. But you are coming to do this clinic that you will suffer a lot. There are no gadgets. There are no what. And come for some few cities. You get 1,000 cities. You have to divide it by 12. It's not even $100. You work a whole day. You've gotten 2,000 Ghana cities. It's not even $200. Meanwhile, this person is earning $1,000, maybe some dollars per hour. Hundreds of dollars every hour. He works for 5 hours. He has like a day. Two days. They can do something that can earn them $3,000. And they should come here and then take over this. For what? I said, for what? So all your labor was for nothing. So you were laboring for this. But there's nobody to inherit your labor. Do you know what? Because you are not. It's not you. Don't say, my money. Talk. When you are talking like that, be careful. Look at your and say, be careful. You know the guy who said, I shall expand my bands. And I'll say to my soul, soul. Yeah. Soul, I'll say to my soul, soul. Thou hast laid up this whatever. Enjoy, make merry, eat, drink, do it. That night, God can say, fool, thou fool. You will be required in heaven to account. I've given you all this. He says, it's for you. It is for your soul to enjoy. It's not yours. When you think like that, it will take away all fears. We are custodians of things. We have been put in charge of things. Look at it this way, like precedence. You come, you are in charge of something for a period. Even if you don't want to go, you will die and leave it. When you don't leave, there's a day you will die. When you die, no, you have left it. That's it. Be careful. Are you there? May you be delivered from the fear of poverty. From the fear of losing what you have. Be delivered. I said be delivered. Be delivered. Be delivered. Whatever God has given your children, look, your children, at a point, there was a point in my life I said I was feeling sad for my parents. Not sad, not that they were sad. I felt sad because I was just, because when we were growing up, we were all in the house. Mother, father, children, we go to school, we come, mommy, daddy, and suddenly we are all not in the house. It's left with them alone in the house. So. And when they call us, we are busy. They don't get us. My mother had, they don't see me. They don't see me. It's a very sad thing that I'm in the city. When I see this, like a visitor has come to the house. When I arrive, no, they are blessed to say, how can it be? That's how it is. It's like when I come, and I come just for some 20 minutes, and I'm gone. Then it's like, these days they don't even call me. I say, why have you stopped? All of you have stopped calling me. So when we call you, we don't get you. And they are telling other people that they don't get me. So they don't get me. No, it's not a joke. Because my father used to call me a lot. Recently, I realized that he doesn't call. He's giving up. No, he doesn't call. So I complained in the house. Why have you people stopped checking on me? I'm also a child. I'm your child. Don't you think so? They should be checking on me. It's not the best. It's not the best. They've stopped calling me. Can you imagine? All of them. So if I want to receive a call, I have to call them that you people should call me. All of them, oh, my sister, they all don't really. Charlie, it's serious. I'm saying this to say that they are custodians of us. It's like they don't, like you own them. Don't have that. It will make you fearful. What if I lose? You will lose them. You speak to the girls, they get to a certain age, they are thinking about marrying and leaving the house. You too, you are thinking about keeping them in the house. They don't want to be in the house. I said they don't want to be in the house. How many of you girls want to marry and leave the house? Leave your hand. Look, look. No, it's the truth. Look, don't say A, it's the truth. There are people who are married, they felt that way. If you are married, and that's how you were feeling before. You wanted to marry and leave and go and stay in your house. Or you want to, you are not married. Those who are married and those who are not married, you can lift up your hand to just, it's the truth. Lift your hand. Please, don't be shy because it's the truth. Don't be shy. It's the truth. You've not done anything wrong. Yes, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the truth. Just want to marry and leave. But you've stayed in the house now. You want to marry and go. That's it. Yeah. What I'm saying is that even that shows that I can stay there. At that point, when they go to university, they have plans, visions, they don't want to come back. They go now, they don't vacation, they go here, they go here. I'm doing my years here. Before I realize from university, they don't really come back home. And that's all. Even you can say from now, secondary school. So just a vacation. When they finish or that year, they go to university. So from secondary school, you don't really see them. You are custodians. So don't be afraid. God will deliver you from your fears. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Number 5. Today is the first Sunday of the year. Let's relax in the presence of God. We are going to close soon. Number 5. I thank the Lord for all the good and blessed steps I'm taking in 2024. I'm taking steps of loyalty and steps of faithfulness. Say steps of loyalty and steps of faithfulness. No one will ever describe me as an orangu. Or an unfaithful or a traitor in 2024. God forbid that I should become unfaithful in any way. By the grace of God, I shall never be one of those who live. Those who accuse, those who forget, and those who are dangerous sons. Do you know why people forget? Because the things the church does, they are spiritual. So it's not easy to remember. They don't remember. People don't remember. You don't remember your wedding. Those important moments of your life when the pastor had to officiate and pronounce you, and speak blessings over your life. Those important, those are spiritual things that cannot be quantified. So, because it's not money, you can't place any value on it and you say, what have they done for me? Yes. You know, my experience, I've also seen people who have received money and they say, what have they done for me? Yes, not, but in life, like you give them, you bless them with money, cash. They can't even see that it was a great thing. So I can see that the one who is not able to remember and forget the church, and people, they came to visit you. They called you. You got a call. Cared for you. Caring. Ha! Many of you are sitting here because pastors brought you to church. Otherwise, you don't know what it means to be in church and be in white on a Sunday morning, first Sunday like this. It helped you. You have to be faithful. It is required. Faithfulness should be an integral part of your life. You know, people say, you know, I am not unaware that you read things and listen to all kinds of things. That is why you must fortify yourself so that when you read and you hear, you'll be able to clearly steer through the darkness. It's like when there's a smoke screen, you should be able to crowd out the smoke and see clearly. If this is a smoke screen meant to distract me. Yes. Why do we teach about love? Why shouldn't it be natural? Husbands, love your wife. I know that I will not. Husbands and wives are sitting here. If you ask a wife, that's my husband. I don't think my husband loves. Maybe I'm married though. Like, love. Why are you doing that? Why? Less people will think that I'm preaching about your husband. I'm just saying. It's an example, sister. Because she's a pastor, she believes what I'm saying. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife. Why does the Bible give that as an instruction? So we teach on love. We teach that to love you must do this. Let go, forgive. Do this so that there will be love. That's why we teach on love. That's why we teach that love does not behave unseemingly. Love, don't do this. It will engender and create a certain sense of love. We teach all these things. Love by doing this. You love so that there will be love. So, because people don't know that they must love. They don't know how to even love. They think that when you say, I love you, that's all. That's not it. No, people don't know. There are husbands who don't know that. I mean, you can't be in the house and you don't talk at all. How? What is that? You don't chat. You have to find time to talk. Do you get a chat with your wife? It's a way of loving the wife. It's one of the ways. Oh, now, what I'm saying is not true. Love by talking. Talk. You talk. You know, some of the things, you know, honestly, when I think about them, I don't know why you guys, you really talk about them, but gentlemen, you are not supposed to also discount all of them. Just listen to some of them and talk about some of them because you can't stop them. I mean, as someone from Ukraine, why? I'll be thinking, what will this accomplish? Look, there are some things that in the mind, it's not meant to accomplish anything. Just talk about them. And then be happy. It will bring happiness. It's a what? It's a good secret. It will not bring any improvement in the marriage and whatever. It will just engender communication. No? My wife tells me, I said, oh, no. It helps communication. It helps talk. I'm so okay. It helps. It helps. He says it all the time. So, oh, no. It helps conversation. It helps conversation. No problem. Hey! You can't be there. And you don't talk. I'm showing you. That's why we teach them. You don't give money. Ah, love gives. That's why we teach it. We are helping you. We are helping you to realize it. I don't know whether you like the pastor. You have to learn. Why should we sit down? You see, all of you husbands and wives that we have to sit down, talk that, give your wife's money. You are some way. You are very some way. I'm just telling you, you are some way. Why? The money, there must be money. Look, ladies, they come happy when you give them money. Give them at least. You should learn how to constantly give. Anna Micah, don't you do it? Always. It solves a lot of problems. There's money for housekeeping. That one is even non-negotiable. You should always provide it. And by the way, don't say that, but you have money. Please don't say that. Don't say that. Tell somebody, don't say that. I don't know why you are not happy with what I'm saying. I can see some men are not happy. They are going with a straight face. And, oh, Bishop, what are you talking about? Hey, I'm talking about it. Abba, don't say that. Don't say that. Give what you must give. Give what you have to give. Because it is part of the love. You see, we are teaching it. I've not come with an amount. Oh. I've come to say that you must give it. There should be money for. And then, like Christmas. I mean, it will not be bad to give your wife something. Something for happiness. Tell somebody something for. I mean, you didn't give your wife anything this great. Well, look at you. And you say you are a lover boy. You are not a lover boy. Why? You are not a lover. Look, all husbands that didn't do it. Go home and give your wife money and stuff. Go home back and give your. You see, when you count the money and you count it, you give to the wife and say, you see, they'll be asking, what is it for? Oh, it's just for you. Don't worry. Then you leave. So it's just for you. Nothing. Just. You have to ask her, oh, she will know how much does it cost. Oh, go and buy one more shoe. Oh, really? Oh, wow. How much is the shoe? Oh, just buy one more shoe. Charlie, you now, you don't know the problems you have solved with one more shoe. Ah! It's there'll be a lot of help. And then you do, as though you don't know what is happening, but you have created a good environment. That's how we love. You are just sitting down, you don't do anything. Please. Why did you marry? Now, don't plan marriage. Honestly, many of you don't know, marriage is not sex. You can't have sex. You'll die. Oh. Like 20-something. All your 24 hours you have, you'll die in 1 month. Maybe having sex all the time. I'm showing you. That's love. Husbands, love your wife. Are you there?
Yeah.
You see, what I've even taught has come as revelations to some of you. Now. So many other things. Now, we teach faithfulness because it must also be developed. You must develop faithfulness. Listen, if you are not a man who is faithful, I tell you, look, Lady Pastor Noel, she has a shop, provision shop. I mean, it is one of the shops that I wouldn't advise you to open. Like, don't venture into such a business if you don't know how to manage that place. You see, I'm not talking about putting a CCTV camera there. That is not enough. No. I will tell you, it is not a business. If you are not itron, if you can't arrest people, if you cannot be strong and be rough with people, don't do it. Because you will make losses. Yes. You must be hard and brutal and brute with human beings. Will tell you that it is 5 cities. Meanwhile, it is 500 cities. They sold 500 cities. They will tell you it's 5 cities. You see it on daily basis. Because people are not faithful. They're not. They will sell and take the money. They will be stealing the things. It happens. Have you not had theft? People stealing all the time. They will steal. And this is a business that has little profits added. Little profits. When you take two, it's a whole, the profit for the day is what is gone. If it goes into three, then you have started making losses. That's how it is. But I'm saying that it will take someone who is so like, you are faithful in church. That's why Luke 16 talks about faithful in the little, faithful in another man's, faithful in unrighteous mammon. God taught us, we were taught to be faithful. Now we say be faithful in church. Be faithful with God. Be faithful as a Christian. Don't be a person who forgets. Don't forget. What makes people become unfaithful and do things they do? You cannot do certain things. You know, when you are growing up, at a point you think you know that you are better than your parents. You cannot be. Of course, they can have mistakes and whatever, but your parents are your parents. Yes. That's the mistakes God people make. When people grow up in church, do you know the mistake they make? You make a mistake that you know better than the church. If you knew better than the church, why don't you have a church? It's a question I want to tell anybody sitting here thinking that, but the church is wrong, but the church is this. Have you created a church? Have you created a church? Don't, before you before the church has been a place that has always had human beings here. As you are sitting here, some of you have been fushing and all that.
Oh yeah.
You don't understand fushing. I mean fushing. You are sitting here. It's in church. Because you couldn't go out to do it. So you have to do it in a way. As you are sitting here. You don't want me to say it. I'm preaching. As though you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm preaching. I said, I'm making one tear, Sebi. You have tested yourself. You have done it. Hello. I'm preaching to you.
Hello.
So this is a place with human beings. Why are you trying to make us look like we should be perfect? And the things you don't even understand, you have pronounced your judgments. You don't have a clue. I want you to know you don't understand everything. You can't have the understanding. So stop bringing whatever. And these are the things that make you unfaithful. When you go off, you start going off and all that. Have you created a church? Create a church and let it be perfect and let us see. Create a church. Let us see a leader that is perfect. Perfect. And sometimes you have not even established anything wrong per se. We've not said this is it and whatever. Be careful. It makes you unfaithful. So this year, may you not be amongst those who live. May you not be amongst those who forget.
Amen.
And accuse. Accusation. Accusing for what? Accusations for what? For one mistake. Against 100 good that has been done to you. You are accusing for one mistake. One. If there's a mistake, we are sorry. Very sorry for the mistake. People have left church because of a mistake. Because they said this. They said that. Yes. I sent somebody to go to see a person. I sent Lady Pastor, Lady Reverend Ellen, to see somebody, meet him. I said, no, this person, I wanted to go and see her. I sent. She went, came back, everything. The person didn't know that I had sent, but she was going back. It was reporting. I called back and forth. The person says that, all throughout this prayer, nobody asked of me, whatever. They said, but Bishop sent me to come to you. She didn't even know. Because I'm busy, I sent her. Call. Go there. Yes. Because of that, you don't come to church. I've sent somebody to come to you. Should it be that you want me to come before you come to church?
Wow.
You want me to come before you come to church? There are lots of churches in the Western region that now I oversee. Western region, and even Western North now. Western region, Western North, all the way. If I have to visit everybody, one, will it work? And then, if I do 10 or 20, 95. Because it will be difficult. Yeah. Then you leave. And you accuse us. You accuse us. Accusation. We have done this. You say that we shouldn't think about our church. Oh, Charlie. Don't be an accuser. Try not to be accusing. Accusing the church, accusing your pastors, accusing. We cannot build a successful church with that. Hallelujah. Especially people who have been around for a long time. That's why pastors who have been around for a long time. You have to be careful. Guard your heart. Oh. Be careful. You think you now know. When you were little and you didn't know. These problems used to exist. But there was no social media. You are very happy. Now that there's social media, people are saying, my friend. Yes. You don't know much. What I'm saying is that this year, determine that you'll be a faithful person. Faithfulness, it makes you are a strong-headed person. I say, look, I'm going here. This way. That's, some of you have friends with everybody. Ha! You are not a man or a woman of purpose. A person of purpose. The road that you are on automatically cuts you off certain routes. You will not meet certain people on a road that you have decided that you will be on. Yes. You will not meet them because they are not on that same road. I pray for you. You'll be faithful this year.
Amen.
Because it is required in stewards that we be faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. The last point. I've not finished. Last point.
Rich.
Are you there? How many of you are enjoying today?
I'm enjoying it.
Yes. This is the last point. I thank God that you are guiding my steps into new things. Makatara maluda damanda. I thank God, guiding my steps into new things. In 2024, I shall find my new place in the ministry. Hello? Find my new place in the ministry. I shall become freshly anointed in 2024. I shall step into new oil and fresh butter of the anointing. Yes. New oil. He says, I'm finding my place. I'm stepping into new things. Job chapter 29, verse 2. He says that, to give us 2 to 6. He says, oh, that I were in days past, or years past, or in months past, days past, months past, as in the days when the Lord preserved me. When the Bible, when his candle was upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. May the candle of God be on your head.
Yes.
It says that the days pass. When the Lord preserved me, the months pass, the years pass, the Lord will preserve you. The Lord preserved me. May you receive preservation.
Yes.
When the candle of God, I like it, shined upon my head. May God's candle shine upon your head. Job is saying, when by his light I walk through the darkness. You are going to go by the light of God. Through the dark well. How many of you can see that some that dark situations? God is going to guide you by his light. The next one said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. May God reveal secrets for you. May God reveal secrets to you. May God receive. May God reveal secrets to you.
Amen.
When God's secret was revealed to you, may God reveal his secret to you.
Amen.
Yes. As I was. When the secret was God was upon my tabernacle. And then verse 5 says that when the Almighty was with me and when my children were about me. Then verse 6 is what I want you to see. It says that when I washed my steps with butter. I washed my steps with butter. You see, that's the scripture for the point. When I washed my steps with butter, and the rocks poured me out rivers of oil. May you wash your steps with butter.
Amen.
Listen to me. This year, give us the point again. Your steps. You must wash them. Take butter and wash your steps with butter. He says that I shall find my place. I thank God for good things, whatever. He says that I am taking steps. No. 6. This is a point 6. Guiding my steps into new things. I shall enter new deals in the spirit. I shall find my new place in the ministry. Unless you wash your steps with butter, there will be no rivers coming to you. You must wash. I want everybody here, as we are closing, determine that this year, you find your place in church. Find your place in everything the church does. Many of you, you don't get involved in church. Don't get involved in church. I promise you, this year, God is going to bless people who get involved in church. No matter what you do, you must be involved in everything we do. You don't join. You don't join fellowships, but center service, work, the work of God. You will find your place in church. He says, I wash my steps. That means that you prepared your steps and you put butter on your steps to walk in a certain way. A certain way, a particular way. The steps that has butter underneath. Then the rocks will pour you out rivers of oil. Receive rivers of oil. Oil talks about prosperity. Oil talks about the anointing. You'll be anointed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Wash my steps with butter. Be part of everything we do. This year, everybody, lift your hand and say, I'll be part of everything. I find my place in church. Start a new life of finding your place in the ministry. There's a place for you. Tell two people around you, there is a place for you in church. Shout it on top of your lungs. There's a place for you in church. There's a place for you here in the Makaros church. There is a place for you. Say it again to another person. There is a place for you. There's a place for you. Don't just stay aloof. Don't stay aloof. Don't stay back. Do not. There's a place for you. There's something you can do. You must wash your steps. Determine that you will not be a person who just receives the message and goes back home. What can I do? What will I do? How can I be a part of the church and be part of this ministry and this calling and what God is doing here? The church is the place where God is building his church. Do your works. When Bishop Oko died, when the brochure is fat all over the world, people flew to come and listen to him, to come and be part of the funeral. Charlie is wild though, because of what he did. Church. I had a funeral that somebody they brought here. The person was in church, I think stopped or something, but there was an arrangement we had to do it in church. Look, as you are reading, there's nothing church. And so I remember, he built this road, they helped it. It was not nice at all. I mean, church testimony that this road, I didn't even know the roads. He was part of this road construction, he was part of that road construction. Sally, we are talking about things of God where people say, he came to preach here. He did this. He helped me come to church. He helped me to be established. Everybody, look at yourself. Look at yourself. You look at yourself and determine that this year, you'll be part of everything the church will do. Say, I'll be part of it. Be part of everything. Everybody can do something. Yes. Wash your steps. You wash your steps with butter. Wash your steps with butter. Don't wash your steps with debts, but with butter. May the Lord help you. Yes, and the Bible says that the rocks will pour you out rivers of oil. Father, we thank you. 2024 is a good year. It's a blessed year. Our lives will never be the same again. We thank you for your goodness. Stand to your feet. We thank you for your goodness. And we thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your blessings. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands. Father, we thank you. Wash your steps with butter. Wash your steps with butter. You be a faithful child. My God. Malandele bala. Malandele bala. Malandele bala. Malandele bala. Gundere bada. Homande. Lift your hands and just speak to God. Rando. Rando. Rando robolo. Seke torobolo. Rambele kosotoro bali dadaba. Rendo rogo sesendo robo. In the name of Jesus. Mando. Shenbo. Lande. In the name of Jesus. Rakatana bala badaba. Ramba da da balaba, ramba la ba da ba da ba, ramba la 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 ba. Ah, thank you, God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. I want you to pray and tell God that you will attempt great things. I mean, something. Tell God, make a covenant, something with God in a prayer now and say, Father, I will do this. I will do something. I want to do great things for you. Forget about yourself. We are here. We are talking about God. Great things for God. Lift up your hands and then pray right now. Tell God that there's no turning back. I want you. My God. Pray now. Open your mouth and speak to God. He's listening to you. Yes? He's listening to you. He's listening to the prayers. Your meditation, the meditations of your heart, is listening to them. What is really in your heart and what you are meditating on? Pray and say, Father, in my heart, I want you. My God, Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
bless your name. Bless you. All that you have done for us this year, we will attempt great things, to follow you in a great way, to receive your instructions, to do your will, to serve you, to work in your house. Thank you. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbedu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.